From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated their mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula during a phone conversation Friday. Earlier, Mr. Trump responded as Pyongyang leveled accusations that the U.S. leader was driving the Korean Peninsula to the brink of nuclear war.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades, actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
And Mr. Trump repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or actions toward the island of Guam. Ahead of a planned visit to the U.S. by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, President Trump indicated how the U.S. could respond to what he calls a dangerous mess.
Thursday evening, Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro said he wanted to meet U.S. President Donald Trump. You can hear Maduro instructing his foreign minister to set up the meeting, preferably when he visits New York in a few weeks. However, on Friday, Trump indicated a military option against Venezuela is on the table, describing the situation there as a dangerous mess.
I'm not going to rule out a military option. We have many options for Venezuela.
Venezuela is facing mounting international criticism over Maduro's crackdown on opponents and moves to consolidate power, including the selection of the all-powerful Constituent Assembly. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Both celebrations and angry protests occurred in